but I caught snatches from where I sat. Both carried packs, which suggested that they planned to move in with me again. They had become professional squatters. I flipped a stone at a crow. It wasn't a serious effort, and the crow showed slight enthusiasm about getting out of the way. He just leaned. There were not a lot of the birds around, now that dusk was thickening, though at their most numerous, they'd remained uncommon all day. Curious. I had seen nothing to explain the absence of the usual flocks. Nobody had started roasting them. Maybe they were all off taking care of Mom. I sat by the entrance to the bunker. Tide, how come your mother and Uncle Doge are over here? Tide peeked outside, looked down the long slope, muttered in salty Yuan Bao, went back in and lay down. You would have thought he had no respect for his elders. He didn't answer my question. I checked the amulet I hadn't returned to Croker. I considered the height of my shadow-repellent candle. We should be all right. I hoped. Somebody a lot smarter than me once said, "Put no trust in wizards." I shut my eyes and waited.
Morgan, you know a couple guys named of Wobble and Leadbeater?
I opened my eyes.
Rudy, you ugly son of a bitch, where'd you come from? I ain't seen you in half a year. How the fuck are you?
What's that? It's been so long I forget how. But I still got all my limbs and I'm still breathing.
Makes you a winner in the soldiering game.
Yeah, I remember Wobble. He was Jaikuri.
Everybody he ever knew died during the siege of Dejigori. He just stuck with us after we came out of the city. He was a stonemason by trade. He was with us when we caught the deceivers in the Grove of Doom.
That's the guy. He made a good show in a Tyrandoprash, too.
And the other one, Leadbeater, I didn't know him.
He was some kind of Shadowlander, a prisoner of war who started out doing scut work and gradually turned into one of us. Only took the oath maybe a month ago.
I knew, but I had to ask. What about them?
They didn't make it last night. I had to tell you, on account of you always want to put all that stuff in the annals.
Thank you, though I don't know if I like this or not.
What?
Only time half you guys talk to me anymore is if somebody gets his ass scragged. Then you come around because you want me to remember them.
Get away from headquarters, Morgan. Get out here in the field. Stop being one of them and turn back into one of us.
Damn. Apparently I'd crossed over from labor to management without noticing. You maybe got a point. We're in for some changes now that the Shadow Masters are wrapped up. I'll keep that in mind. Red Rudy grunted. He wasn't convinced. He headed back to his command, though, satisfied that he'd done his duty. I scrunched down into myself more tightly, shivering. A cold wind was blowing off the plateau. It was probably my imagination, but I thought there was a whiff of Kena in it. It recalled the persistent wind stalking the place of bones. It made the standard sway. I thought about piling more rocks at its foot, but could not find the ambition. I thought about a warm fire, too, but on this side of Overlook, after last night, wood was scarce. Stocks were being used for cooking only. Not that there was much to cook anymore but bitterroot. You will learn to live without the light. That was in one of the older annals somewhere, too. A pair of boots positioned themselves in front of me. Uncle Doge. I knew because Mother Goat